This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The message to the churches continues in Revelation chapter 3. But first, let's review what has been learned already. It began with a good church that had one failing. It had left its first love. Then we saw a persecuted church who was told to just not fear and to hold on. Next was a church that was influenced by the world too much. And finally, we saw a church that permitted false teaching by a woman to permeate the church. What these churches were called on to do was to remember and repent. And that brings us to this fifth church. Now we see a church that is, for the most part, complacent, thinking well of itself and having a great reputation in the community. But Jesus saw them as a dead church. In other words, this church had a reputation with the world that is quite different from the reputation it had with God. The world said it is alive, but God said it is dead. This brings forth a picture of people going to church every Sunday with their Bibles in hand for the world to see, and the people are very satisfied to have that reputation. But the picture is different when they get back home. The Bibles are put on the shelf, probably in a prominent place, and not picked up again until the next Sunday. And the way they live in the community gives them pleasure, because they are well thought of. But it is for that reason they do it, not that they are doing it for the Lord. There is still a chance for the condition of this church to recover. But it requires that they wake up and strengthen the things that remain. This tells us that there are still those in the church who truly love the Lord and are doing what they do for His glory. The way to wake up and strengthen what remains is to remember what they have received and heard, keep it, and repent. What happens if they do not wake up and repent? The Lord says He will come to them like a thief, and they will not know at what hour He will come. In other words, they will not be ready for His coming. He will come unexpectedly. It is like they are not really expecting Him to come. They think things will remain as they are. However, if they do remember and repent, they will join the small group that is already in the church that have not become complacent, but still have the Lord as the center of their lives. As the Lord puts it in verse 4, they have not soiled their garments. These are the ones who will walk with Him in white. They are worthy. But all who heed His warning and take His advice will be overcomers and will be clothed in white garments. The Lord will not erase their names from the book of life, and Jesus will confess their names before His Father and His angels. For the most part, this church has nothing but condemnation. The next church is a different matter. It has only commendation. This is the one that is described in history as the evangelistic church. The Lord gave them an open door, and they walked through it. They are a small group, but they have not denied His name and have kept His word. They have kept the word of the Lord's perseverance or steadfastness. Therefore, Jesus says in verse 10, I will also keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. This, along with the fact that Jesus says He is coming quickly, is an encouragement. They are to hold fast what they have so that no one will take their crown. So, it is possible to lose a crown, but I believe not salvation. The reward for those who overcome is this, found in verse 12. I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it any more. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. The final part of the message to the church concerns the church that is known as lukewarm, the one Jesus is going to spit out of His mouth. It is described as a totally self-satisfied, self-made church. It is put this way in verse 17, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. The way they see themselves is completely opposite of the way Jesus sees them. The fix for this church is to realize that Jesus reproves and disciplines those He loves. They are to be zealous and to repent. It is also at the door of this church that Jesus knocks. That seems to indicate that he is not inside. He has to be let in. But he will come in if anyone opens the door. The reward here for the overcomer is great. Verse 21 tells us this: I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. I would love to go into this message in greater detail, but hopefully this is enough to pique your interest and cause you to just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.